Proclamation number 8595 of 24th of August, 1963. Testing the truth of spiritual good. Without hesitation you can and should stand up for everything what is imparted to you through my spirit, because what comes from me can only be pure truth. And that spiritual material comes from me is also to be checked by you at any time and also to be recognized when you check in goodwill, therefore also desire truth. The spiritual material, which is offered to you, enlightens you about my will, and it gives you information about Jesus Christ and his work of redemption. If you are therefore informed about it, if the meaning and purpose of your earthly life is explained to you, then such spiritual knowledge can never come forth from my adversary, who only ever endeavors to keep you ignorant about it so as not to lose you. Nor can you ever intellectually fathom all deeper knowledge yourselves, which therefore especially includes Jesus' act of salvation. Because you will only ever intellectually process knowledge you already know. But whether this corresponds to truth, that you do not know, because I reserve all spiritual knowledge for me, because I hand it out to those who really have the earnest desire to know truth, and who turn to me myself for supply of it. People certainly know about Jesus' death on the cross through tradition if they believe in it. But they know nothing about the cause, about the reason for his earthly life and his mission, as long as the meaning and purpose of an earthly life as a human being cannot be made comprehensible to them either. Which is only possible if a certain spiritual maturity enables the instruction through the Spirit. For in order to understand Jesus' work of redemption, the knowledge of the Spirit's apostasy from me and of my plan of salvation, of the process of return, must also be known to people. If all this is not explained to them beforehand, they will also be unable to understand why Jesus and his act of salvation must be acknowledged if the purpose of earthly life is to be fulfilled. For otherwise they reject everything as a legend and doubt his existence, or they regard his life and end as a purely worldly event without any spiritual meaning. That is why the work of my spirit in man will just give information about this, and again the results can then also be assessed as truth, because I have given the knowledge about Jesus as touchstone. For my adversary will never inform people of the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, took on flesh to lead people back to the Father. In order to redeem them from their original sin, their former apostasy from me. There are only two solutions, imparting purest truth on my part or one's own intellectual activity. Which, if it deviates from my mediations, will be influenced by my adversary, and this will always be expressed in the denial of a redemption through Jesus Christ. If a person convincedly stands up for this redemption, then he is also mentally guided by my spirit. But when messages reach earth unusually, which inform you in detail and understandably about the act of salvation, then you can unhesitatingly accept me myself as the origin of these messages and also represent the spiritual knowledge with conviction. Then you will also mentally stand by it yourselves, for my spirit always pours into a vessel which, through a life of love, is also able to distinguish truth from error and whose thoughts are constantly guided by my spirit. You humans, who is still completely ignorant, you need only have the goodwill to be instructed truthfully, and I will take care of you and also kindle a small light for you, so that you will quickly understand what you now experience through the supply of spiritual knowledge. You need only not reject it hastily but think about it, and truly, you will be happy when everything is explained to you in an understandable way. You will be able to believe, and yet it will not be blind faith, which I will never demand from you humans. You are to think, only ask me myself for right recognition, and truly, I will send you a bright ray, in whose light you will recognize and understand everything. For this reason I therefore convey my word to earth and enlighten you humans, because I want you to take the path to the cross, to Jesus Christ, which, however, is not to happen through compulsion or blind faith, but you are to come to him voluntarily and with knowledge. Then you return to me voluntarily, because I and Jesus am one. I myself came to earth in the man Jesus, because of my creatures, which became sinful in free will, which no longer acknowledged me as their God and Creator and therefore became unhappy. If they now acknowledge me again in Jesus, then their return to me is accomplished. But without Jesus they cannot come closer to me, and that is why every teaching will be true and start from me, which substantiates the work of redemption of Jesus Christ for you and only pursues the purpose that you yourselves voluntarily go the way to the cross and ask him that he redeems you from your original sin and opens the gate to the kingdom of light for you again, which is closed to you since your apostasy from me. Amen.